I know that you're just argued before the Supreme Court of this state defending a ban from 2013 of large capacity magazines, which were used in Dayton, Ohio, in that, you know, most recent of massacres. You live in a state where a gun is very normal. How do you work for the people on those levels?
In Aurora, we saw someone come in. I believe he had a 100-round weapon and killed so many young people. One of those, Alex Sullivan, is the son of Tom Sullivan, who's now a state rep. And Tom is one of the most passionate people you hear about gun safety. And what he says about this magazine restriction is it will save lives. Because when you see these mass shootings, when does the killer get taken down? When he is reloading. And I say he because it's always been a he. We're defending it because Colorado does have a tradition and a constitutional commitment to a right to bear arms. But here's the important part, for self-defense. I don't believe anyone needs more than a 15-round weapon to protect themselves.
How do you think we got to this point?
Greg, I don't know that I can answer that. What I can say is 20 years ago when I was at my home here in Denver and heard about Columbine, it blew my mind. When I told my daughter about what happened in El Paso, for her it was, oh, there's another mass shooting. And that's a 20-year arc. I don't know what has happened from Columbine to El Paso and Dayton the same weekend, so that we've become almost more inured to this happening. And one of our challenges is we can't allow ourselves to accept as a normal situation people with large magazine capacity weapons fueled by hate killing lots of people. And this is part of the equation. We've got to find ways to take on all the hating and all the rhetoric that is fueling some of what has happened.
Your mom and dad are here. Sitting in the studio with us. And I'm almost embarrassed, but I kind of structured a question around your mom. Because as I understand it, she was born in a concentration camp. And now we're watching a debate about common sense immigration law being splintered into hate.
Yeah.
I know you've taken some legal action, joined a suit about the most recent rule and the public charge rule. I would think, especially you, with your background, you have to walk into this going, what the heck is going on?
For me, both common sense and humane policies on immigration have greater weight because of my personal history. I wouldn't be here if the United States of America didn't believe, give me your tired, give me your poor. When my grandparents and my mom came here after surviving the Holocaust, they didn't have a dollar. They didn't have fancy degrees. My grandparents hadn't graduated high school. But they had a commitment to the United States of America and the project that we have here of opportunity and equality for all. They believed deeply in that project. And one of the things that is painful about this moment is so many immigrants, the Dreamers take one category, or my grandparents take another. They believe in America and what we stand for as much or more than anybody you could ever meet. So I grew up with that appreciation. And that's part of the answer of why I'm serving, because I don't take for granted the freedoms of the United States of America.